Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, I think this is the 30th of January, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. This week I'm located in Glen Carbon, Illinois. You're probably unfamiliar with the geography of Illinois. It's in the Illinois part of the St. Louis metropolitan area. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly VE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. This week, though, I do not have a topic, so it's going to be another open mic, anything that's on your mind. And I checked the dashboard and all of the stations listed there are people who have been here before, so I will skip the explanation of how we do check-ins here. I do notice that the NB0X gateway to DMR and All-Star is with us this week, but I don't know if it's working. So if you have access to a DMR radio, then you can try talk group 31650 and let us know if you hear our net over there. We would appreciate hearing about that. So let's see here. Let me run down the list of stations that I have noted on the dashboard. If you hear your call sign, you know I'll be calling on you. If you do not hear your call sign, then step forward to have you added to the list. So I see VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, N4RNW, AB3KC, and VK3HJQ. So if you did not hear your call sign, come now. Okay, nothing heard, so let's go down the list and give everyone a chance to speak, starting with VK6BQQ.
VK6BQQ in the group. Yeah, very good. Just doing a little research over here, and I see that over in central China, another 6 quake happening over there. So all sorts of shake and bake going on. Other than that, we're doing good. And great to hear everybody in here. Well, my morning, your evening. VK6BQQ with the net. Good morning.
Okay, thank you, Reg. And I see a comment or a question in the chat box here from Collins asking if I'm on a different computer. Well, this is the same laptop that I usually use for the net, but I'm in a different environment here. It's quieter, and I'm closer to the microphone than I am at my home QTH. So those two factors probably improve my audio quality today. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil. So what I'm working on, besides my usual work, which is demanding me about 14 hours a day, so that's not too much left for anything else, I'm fiddling around with my book. So you may remember that I've started beginning of the year as a project for the year to write a book for novices to give them a chance to understand how this works in our current environment with so much nuggets of knowledge spread out on the internet. So I'm not writing a textbook, but it's more of a guide. And I was fiddling around with my editor, book editor, which is not like a Microsoft Project kind of thing. It's a little bit more sophisticated what I have in place, which will make my life easier later on. And I also had to consider that I need to have a citation manager around so that I properly cite all the reference that I'm going to use. So that took up a big chunk of time, but I managed to write some text around all these global organizations, YARO and UTI, or UIT, well, whatever. And the AWRL and the equivalent down here. So those sort of things, right, to make clear how the governance works in our world. So it's a little bit dry, but I believe that's something necessary for the novice to understand. So, and I have the outline also for the whole book already in place. So that's, I believe, a good start. Now I have to start providing more content and engage my colleagues that know more than I on certain things to come on board and do their own thing. So that's all for now. Wayne, back to Unit Control. This is PY2BAF.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo, and good luck on your book writing there. Let's see. Next on my list is N4RNW, and before that, let me just note that I see KD9NBJ has joined us, so I've added you to the list. So, N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne. N4RNW, Harold here from Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida, USA, planet Earth. The only thing I can think about to talk about is the weather, and it was sunny and over 80 degrees down here, Fahrenheit, today. That's what we pay for this time of year. It's beautiful weather in January and February. And, of course, all the people from up north understand that, too, and that's why the snowbirds are down here. All right. Other than that, really nothing happening. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Up here in the St. Louis area, it was a little bit warmer than it was back home in Champaign-Urbana. I think it got up to in the 50s here yesterday. But tonight there is a front moving through that's going to bring really cold temperatures. For the next couple of days, I think the high temperatures are going to be below freezing down here. And likewise back home in Champaign, where I will be later tonight. By the end of the week, things should start returning to normal for this time of year, which means temperatures in the 30s. So, thank you, Harold. Harold. I'm getting confused here. Next on my list is AB3KC.
Hello, this is AB3KC. On SDF, my username is DirtyRig. Hello, everybody. Well, yeah, it's nice to hear about warm weather in January. I just got finished drilling out a rotor retaining screw from my car, trying to do the front brakes on it. So it's fun, I guess. Good thing I don't actually need the car. We have two, so because it's going to be a while. But got to get those rotors off. I think they might be original. Probably not, though, because this is a 2003 with 110,000 miles. So it's still a baby, I guess. AB3KC. I'm in Virginia. It's been a while since I've been on, so it's good to hear all the friendly voices. And good to hear the net today. What else is going on? Oh, I've been excited about simulation software. Some of my coworkers were playing with flight simulators. One of them is a pilot, and he gets really into it. So that's exciting. I've been playing with sort of... I got the Linux Pro Archive DVD in the Linux magazine, and so I've got 20 years of Linux Pro magazines on this DVD, and I look at all the like open source software recommendations, and Stellarium came up. which is sort of like simulates the night sky. It's really been cool. I've been watching the International Space Station on it, and so I started listening to the ham radio repeater on the International Space Station as it flew over the house. Started squawking in the background 2 days ago, and I looked at Stellarium to see where it was on the night sky, and I saw, oh look, it's above the horizon. That's why I hear the radio. And then I started looking, and it was actually sunlit at that moment because it was right after sunset, so it was still sunlit. And I said, hey Megan, look, there's the International Space Station. It's funny, it looked oddly like an airplane in a way, just a bright dot going across the sky. But it's a little bit not symmetrical. So anyway, lots of fun. Simulation software has been cool. A lot of solar system stuff too. There's another one. What's the other one called? Oh gosh, Gaia Sky, G-A-I-A Sky. That one's cool too. Anyway, so yeah, I'm reading Linux Pro Magazine from catching up for the last 20 years, and that's been fun. So there's my 10 minute update. AB9FJ in the net from AB3KC.
Oh, well, that's fine news, Collins. Good to hear from you again. And, watching the space station fly over, I just don't get tired of that. Let me note that KE5TFY has joined us. So I'm not sure if you've been here before. I think you have. So the way we do this is... as I see stations pop up on the dashboard here, I add them to my check-in list. So you don't have to do anything. You're on the end of the list, which is, we're getting close to it, so it'll be your turn shortly. We do not have a topic this week. It's kind of an open mic. Whatever's on your mind, any news at your QTH, whatever. Next on my list is VK3HJQ.
Good morning from down under. Hang on, let me turn down the ham conference so you don't hear that coming up in the background. It's just running the Raspberry Pi net over there. VK3HJQ. Morning, it's still morning at 11:14 a.m., 30th of January. I got 1 day left and we're end of February. Where's the year gone? Nearly Christmas again. Yeah, my son's heading over to the UK for 4 months, going to do some study at Cambridge Uni, so he's supposed to leave tomorrow, and he hasn't got a visa, hasn't got a plane ticket, so I don't know, he might be walking, long walk. Anyway, and his book's just about to come out too. He's got a book called The Introduction to Universal Artificial Intelligence, which is being published actually in the UK. So they sent him a letter the other day saying, Professor David, and I was like, well, he's not a professor. Sounded poshy anyway. Anyway, so he's co-authored a book, so that'd be interesting. So I tell you what, the royalties are pretty yuck on it. You don't get squat. Anyway, just because you read it or wrote it, yeah, that's bad grammar, isn't it? Doesn't mean anything, does it? Publishers get all the bickies. Unreal. What a con that is. Anyway, it is what it is, I suppose. What else to report, Wayne? Thanks for the net. Your audio is magic today, so whatever you've done, don't undo it. It's perfect. VK3HJQ, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, John. Thanks for the compliment there on the audio this time. I'll see what I can do about reproducing the conditions back at my home QTH. Good luck to your son. Have a safe trip and a happy career there at Cambridge. Next on my list is KD9NDJ, and I think you came in late, but you probably heard me repeat that we do not have a topic this week, but whatever's on your mind, Ken.
AB9FJ, KD9NDJ here. Good evening to everybody on the net. Everybody's sounding great. Your audio is superb tonight, Wayne. Keep it up. That's just awesome. I can hear you without cranking up the game. And it's great to hear AB3KC also. I haven't heard from Collins for a while, so it's really nice to hear him on the air tonight. I haven't been fooling around too much with the radio because I got involved in making another dance score, The Career That Wouldn't Die. But that's kind of fun. This one's for a woman that teaches at some little dinky college in the middle of Michigan. But I did tune in and listen to some of the Winter Field Day activity today on my favorite HF band, which is 40 meters, and I was hearing a lot of stuff. It was pretty busy. I didn't make any contacts. You know, just to keep the batteries going. I had big plans for field day, but I didn't do it. I got involved in this piece, which came up kind of suddenly, as they tend to do. Anyway, this is KD9. NDJ, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And just so you know, your audio was on the low side. Kind of had to really pay attention to copy. But thanks for checking in and telling us what was new with you. Finally, next on my list is KE5TFY.
This is Kilo Echo 5, Tango Foxtrot Yankee. I have been working on projects. Some of the projects that I'm working on right now are getting my PhD. So I'm third semester, fifth week right now, and working on my dissertation, and got assigned a really awesome chair, so very happy about that. Been continuing to teach, and got some students who should be going out this weekend who are going to be working on their ham radio license. So hopefully they passed, and I will find out Monday whenever I get to talk to them. And then other than that, just staying busy, taking care of things, and really happy to be here. So KE5TFY, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. What subject are you getting your PhD in?
Sure. So I am getting my PhD in counterterrorism from Capital University out in the Washington area. So I'm actually their first counterterrorism student. So hopefully it goes well. I'm setting the bar here, but hopefully I set it at a reasonable level. But yeah, counterterrorism.
Okay, now I want to know your students who are getting their ham license. Does that have something to do with the counterterrorism, or is that a totally different thing?
So all of my students are cybersecurity kids, and I teach cybersecurity at a university here local to me. And I always talk about how important communication is, understanding, if nothing else, you should have a method for being able to talk to people in an emergency. In addition to that, I'm a military emergency management specialist, and so a whole bunch of my kids decided to take it upon themselves to go out to CactusCon this weekend, and allegedly they should be taking their ham radio test, which is made available to them through the convention that they have this weekend.
Okay, fine business, Aaron. That's interesting. Let us know how they fare next time you check in. So I'm at the end of my list, and I don't see any new stations on the dashboard here. So we can go around again and give everyone a chance to add to what they said before, or start a whole new conversation. So if you would like to recheck, please call now.
PY2BIA recheck.
Go ahead, Guillermo. And then John after that.
Echo 2 off of Bravo Yankee.
Aha! I hear somebody from DMR land or All-Star land. What was that call sign again? Something Bravo, Alpha Bravo Yankee?
Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee.
Okay, I have Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee. Now, you were third in line here. I have PY2BIL and VK3HJQ with rechecks, and then you will be up for your check-in. I don't know how long you've been listening to us, but when it's your turn, we'll deal with it then. So first of all, Guillermo, you have a recheck.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIL. So just adding to the International Space Station comment from early on, I guess a month and a half ago, there was a scheduled call, which they do usually, the astronauts there, with a school in Rio de Janeiro, which is a five-hour drive north here from São Paulo. So I'm not able to hear the station in Rio de Janeiro, but I was able to hear the astronaut sending from up there. Very clear, very loud. I managed to connect my audio interface to the radio, and I recorded that conversation there. Well, half of the conversation was truly half duplex there, so only from the top down. But it was exciting. I mean, just listening to the guys directly is amazing. And seeing them flying over as described, same thing. So cool stuff, all that space stuff there. Okay, that was the quick comment there. Back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BAM.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. That was pretty cool. How about VK3HJQ? John, it's your turn.
Yeah, thanks. Wayne from VK3HJQ. Yeah, I was just talking to Aaron in the text box. He wanted to know what discipline his PhD was in. He said counterterrorism. I'm thinking, oh no, a lot of job prospects out there for that one. I assume he must be in the military of some description. Didn't make it get it. Put that on your resume. That'd look good, wouldn't it? Far out. Anyway, Aaron might be able to fill us in on where he's using that or why he's doing that. I did 5 years as a guard and now I was working in law enforcement and also teaching at university. Wow, there you go. Yeah, my son's doing a PhD in AI and he's also teaches at the Australian National University here in Canberra, actually. Well, actually, both my sons have got degrees. David, the oldest one's going to have 3 degrees. So he spent the last 12 years, more than 12 years at university. One day he'll get a real job. Anyway, thanks, Wayne. Back to Ned, VK3HJQ.
Okay, well, thank you, John. Now, KE2ABY, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, and this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, in case you didn't hear that. We'd like to know your call sign, your name, your QTH, and if you have an SDF username, we'd like to know that as well. And we do not have a particular topic this week, so if there's anything amateur radio on your mind, that's fair game. So, now it's your turn.
Thank you very much. I'm Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankees. My name is Mary. I am in my Rochester QTH at RIT using K2GXT as repeater on campus. And I think that's the whole list of things. The International Space Station topic was super cool. Oh, my SDF username should be M. Sturtle, Mike Sierra Tango Romeo Oscar Delta Lima. International Space Station stuff was super cool. I don't even know how to use this thing. Sorry. I had quite a lot of fun with Field Day. I went up to Toronto and made a contact with somebody in Maple, Ontario, which is probably less impressive than some of the other stuff people here have done. But I thought it was pretty neat nonetheless. Back to Nat.
Okay, thank you, Mary. And let me just make sure I copied your username. Mike Charlie Tango Romeo Oscar Sierra Lima?
Should be Mike Sierra Tango Romeo Oscar Delta Lima. Back to Nat.
Okay, Mike Sierra Tango Romeo Oscar Delta Lima. Did I get it right that time?
Totally correct. Thank you very much. Back to Nat.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any more rechecks this week? Oh, and by the way, let me confirm. Did you say that you're connecting to us? Are you on DMR or All-Star? Or we're wondering if the NB0X gateway is working as it's supposed to.
Yep, I'm on All-Star Link using K2GXT. Back to that.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Well, that's good news that the gateway seems to be back. We'll have to get somebody to try it from DMR and see if that's working as well. So, do we have any more rechecks this week? Okay, I'll make this final call, rechecks or any other new check-ins coming from the gateway before we wrap up the net. This is one of the problems. Oh, here we go. Maybe this. All right. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, where are we here, 0029 Zulu. Make sure I'm transmitting there. Okay. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can try the AfterNet in Talk Group 31650 on DMR. Otherwise, this is you can join us in the in COM in the Anon Radio Room on the SDF. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.